All this morning, we're talking about President Obama's public declaration of support for same-sex marriage.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
That announcement came during an interview with ABC News yesterday, and it's sure to have an effect on the presidential campaign. We just don't know what effect. Some, like this Obama donor, were overjoyed.
I am ecstatic. I did not think that there would come to pass in my lifetime that the United States president would come out in full-throated support of marriage equality, and to have the leader of our country take a position where everybody in the country deserves equality, whether they are same-sex or opposite-sex couples, homosexuals, heterosexuals, I think is a watershed moment.
That's Dana Perlman, a top Obama bundler who's helping organize a 700-person LGBT fundraiser for the president next month. On the other side of the aisle, though, no joy. The Log Cabin Republicans released this statement that the president has chosen the day when LGBT Americans are mourning the passage of Amendment 1, that's North Carolina's ballot initiative banning same-sex marriage and civil unions, to finally speak up for marriage equality is offensive and callous. And joining us now, the executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans, R. Clark Cooper. Why is the President Obama's statement offensive?
Well, it's not irrelevant that what the president did on the day after North Carolina. There is relevance there. So not taking away what he did say is a big deal. So what a president says does matter a great deal. It's just that when it was done, the day after that ballot initiative, and you know, those here in the United States know what was happening in North Carolina, and for those who are listening elsewhere, you know, we had a provincial ballot measure that hobbled gay marriage and actually limited the marital status or legal recognition of couples who weren't maybe married under the law, like common law status. So it was a big deal in that sense. On the big picture, it certainly has turned up the notch on the dialogue and moved the needle on the broader issue. I mean, what we're seeing now is lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, particularly those who have not taken a position on same-sex marriage recognition or marriage equality, are going to have to evaluate that and do so very soon, because the expectation, fortunately, is now that if you don't have a position, you do need to have one. And frankly, there's a recognition of that this is becoming a more important issue. How that's going to translate come November, we'll see. Many other political folks in this town in Washington, D.C. question if it will either you know, be like kind of a no net gain. He's not going to necessarily lose votes for it, but he may not necessarily gain votes for it either.
Well, you'll forgive me just a second. We're speaking with R. Clark Cooper, executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans. But your language this morning it seems much more moderate than the statement that came from your group yesterday, calling his statement offensive and callous. One could argue that coming right after the ban on gay marriage passed in North Carolina, that he has taken a political risk to immediately come out and say, you know, that gay marriage ban was disappointing, and I actually support gay marriage rights.
Well, the risk probably is there. There's probably a limited risk. For example, if you happen to have been a North Carolinian pastor who was supportive of President Obama in the 08 cycle, and in the African-American churches in many cases were, you still may not be happy with where he is today, but you're probably still going to vote for him. Case in point, it's similar to if you did the reverse of that, Republicans who have come out in favor of either civil unions or marriage equality in states, either you know the congressional level or the gubernatorial level, haven't necessarily lost votes over it. So that's something that we'll see play out. But what it does do is it certainly does move the conversation up to a higher plane. I mean,
right.
Up until yesterday, the most senior official we had, you know, at the executive branch for quite a while was Dick Cheney. And then, of course, it moved forward. You had Vice President Biden
until
came
Joe Biden's announcement. But let me get to Todd Zwillick here, our Washington correspondent. And Todd, many people have said that they think the president probably did his electoral math before he made the statement. Can you do that math for us and kind of tell us what he was weighing?
Well, I can't do it directly because it's very hard to know who would vote on this issue. I will say that the latest poll that I saw, Celeste, that had likely voters rank gay and lesbian marriage or gay rights issues more broadly against other issues they cared about in the election. This was last among independents. When you look among voters broadly, this was last. That doesn't mean there aren't voters out there who would flip their votes because of this. It means there are relatively few who didn't already probably know where the president stood, or if they were against him because they thought he was, you know, a left-wing social engineer, or they were evangelical, they're still against him. If they were for him because they were gay or very liberal, they're probably still for him. How many people does it flip? That's really hard to determine. But here's an area where it might make a big difference. In fundraising. It's hard to know in fundraising exactly who is gay and who isn't. However, we do know that out of the top bundlers, these are people who collect money for President Obama from other people, in some cases other very wealthy people, as many as one in five of them are self-identified as gay. Now, there's a reason why we reached out to Dana Perlman, the lawyer in Los Angeles. He is thought to be the top bundler for President Obama at that rank of 500,000 or above. And that above can go pretty high. We don't know what it is because you only disclose 500,000 or above. There's a reason why we reached out to Dana Perlman is because there were reports that even earlier this week, gay fundraisers were upset because of some things that President Obama had not done. He did not reverse and he did not issue an executive order insisting that companies that are federal contractors have marriage equality in their benefits. And he still hasn't done it. And let me just play you Dana Perlman real quick. Will this make a difference? We asked him, guys, cue up a Perlman 4 there to say whether this will make it easier for him to rake in money like he does.
It certainly makes it easier when you are pitching to the LGBT community or to our straight allies to have the president be in full support of marriage equality.
So, Todd, what does this do with independence?
Well, it's impossible to know. It really is. I don't have an answer for that. There is a risk in places like North Carolina, where the gay marriage amendment was just approved by a wide margin, that this might lose some independent votes. But again, the Obama administration, just like the Romney campaign, is betting that this is an election about the economy and that will trump the other issues.
Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent, of course, and we spoke with R. Clark Cooper, executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans. Thanks to both of you.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
We're still looking for your reactions to the president's announcement. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.